Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I titled our reading, Live Like You're Healed. Two sisters from India were born blind. Their father was a hard-working provider, but he could never afford the surgery that would give them sight. Then a team of doctors came to their region on a short-term medical mission. The morning after their surgery, the girls smiled wide as the nurse unwrapped their bandages. One exclaimed, "Mother, I can see! I can see!" In Acts chapter 3, a man who had been lame since birth sat in his usual spot at a temple gate, begging for money. Peter told the man he didn't have coins, but he had something better. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk," he said. The man jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went jumping and praising God. The sisters and the man appreciated their eyes and legs more than those who were never blind or lame. The girls couldn't stop blinking in amazement and celebration, and the man jumped to his feet. Consider your own natural abilities. How might you enjoy these abilities more? And how might you use them differently if you had been miraculously healed? Now consider this. If you believe in Jesus, He's healed you spiritually. He's rescued you from your sins. Let's thank the one who made and saved us and dedicate all that He gave us to Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for ears to hear you, mouths to praise you, and hands and feet to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.